We are talking Eagles football. Dave Spadaro joined by the great Ike Reese here in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Mike, we saw Monday night. We're expecting the same on Sunday with this football team. It is a new era. Just some general observations that you make from game number one.
Well, you know, I think everybody will focus on how well the offense, you know, looked Monday night and how they moved the ball, 19 plays in the first two series. But I was excited to see what Billy Davis and that defense brought to the table. I mean, they really set the tone. I know the Eagles, with their first drive, moved the ball down the field with relatively ease. But we watched what they did in the preseason offensively. We were sort of encouraged by what the offense was able to do in the preseason, and wasn't as encouraged with the defense.
Yep.
But I thought Trent Cole, first play of the game defensively, forcing a fumble, that set the tone for that defense the rest of the night. It was great to see old number 58 out there making plays, and the rest of the guys followed suit.
Now, you tell me, very aggressive scheme. Is that what kind of seemed to energize these players? I mean, they were physical. Connor Barwin did a great job setting the edge all night. They played downhill, Ike, and I haven't really seen the Eagles defense do that.
I tell you, it's been a long time. And listen, it's unfair not only to Billy Davis, but any other coordinators come before Billy Davis, in between Jim Johnson and Billy Davis, and the guys that come after, to be compared to Jim. But it's what we know, and it's the style of football we like. And I thought Billy did a great job of that, implementing that Sunday. Here's the thing. This defensive team, you know, reminds me a lot of the team we had in 99, in a sense that we weren't as talented as we turned out to be in 99. But Jim Johnson found a way to make us aggressive, to allow us to dictate and play to our strengths. And that's what I thought Billy Davis did Monday night. He knows he isn't as strong on the back end as he is on the front end. So what he did was use his front seven to put pressure on the quarterback to help out his secondary.
Which makes sense.
And it got Robert Griffin III uncomfortable. He was overshooting guys. He threw an interception early. I thought the defense did a great job.
When you play that kind of scheme, though, I'm guessing that in the big picture here, you're going to be susceptible to giving up some big plays. A little bit of a high risk, high reward mentality.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. But if you're fundamentally sound, meaning that if your guys on the back end at least know their responsibility, the guys up front, because you're bringing an extra guy, you're going to get there. And even if you don't get the sack, you're going to force a difficult throw, maybe an overthrow, maybe an underthrow. And worst case scenario, you're going to make the tackle when the pass is completed. So it shouldn't be a big play. You're not going to win on every blitz that you send, guys. But the object is either get off the field on third down, force an overthrow.
You can speak to this with great authority. Talk about the difficulty, the challenge that somebody like Trent Cole has, new responsibilities. Michael Kendricks, a 4-3 linebacker last year, a 3-4 linebacker this year. That is not an easy transition for those players.
It's not. And I didn't think Michael looked comfortable last year playing more coverage than he did. I mean, this kid at Cal was used to going forward. He's used to pressing the line of scrimmage, tackles for losses, sacks and things of that nature. And I don't think he was used to the best of his ability last year. And then Trent Cole, I mean, we all dissected the wide nine defensive front. I don't think that got the most out of Trent. I give Trent a lot of credit coming back this year. Difficult task of changing, really, position responsibilities late in his career. Everyone can't make that transition. He seems to have made it, not smoothly, but he's getting better and better, and we see the progress every week. But I think Michael Kendricks is the big difference here. Here, they have a playmaker at the linebacker position that they're trying to utilize. Billy Davis, again, recognizing that this kid is probably their best athlete on that side of the ball with the linebackers, their fastest. And he's not making him one-dimensional. He's using him as a weapon, and you saw that Monday night. 10 tackles for this kid. This kid was around the football everywhere.
Yeah, and I would expect him to come up in inside pressure several times each week. Let's talk about the offense now. Fun stuff, huh?
Fun stuff on that side of the football. And, I mean, as we expected, I would hate to face this offense as a defensive player. I mean, if you watch the Redskins face and the bewilderment and, you know, the gasping for air, tongues are hanging on the ground, it's just a difficult offense to keep pace with. And talking to guys on the offensive side of the football, they didn't even really go extensively into their offensive package.
Yeah.
They saw mismatches.
Right.
Excuse me.
No worries.
Michael Vick made the right calls out there to take advantage of him. And number 25 at running back. I mean, come on now. He's unfair.
He's best. I've put him for a couple of years already in the class of Brian Westbrook. Do you have any problem with that?
You and I have talked about this before. Yeah. You know what? He's he's making it difficult to argue against that. He really is, and I'm a B. West guy, but
we all are.
Shady's bigger.
He's more durable.
He's more durable, no doubt about it. I don't think he's the receiver that Brian was, but I think the ceiling is higher for Shady because of his size and the fact he came in the league at such a young age. He's going to play longer. When this kid is done, he'll be the best running back in Eagles history.
Ike, and I agree with you there. Ike, this league is one of adjustments. This league is one of chess matches between coaches. Teams are going to try to take away the run game, I would imagine. If I'm defensive coordinator, that's my first priority.
Yeah.
So there's going to have to be a counter move from Chip Kelly. I'm really interested to see how this evolves as the season goes along.
Well, his counter move, Dave, is to spread the ball around. If you want to take away the run, that means you don't have enough guys on the outside for what we're trying to run to stop our passing game. And he doesn't mind throwing the quick outs and letting his receivers run out to the ball. Chip wants to gain a blade of grass on every play. He doesn't like negative plays, and as long as the plays are moving forward, he's okay with taking 5 yards here, 7 yards there, in order to get the play that he wants. There's so much diversity with this offense, as we all are learning. I thought Monday night was just a small glimpse of what they're capable of doing. And I think the big thing here is we see Mike running. This guy is having fun in the offense.
Yeah.
He's bought into the offense. And he seems to be staying within the framework of the offense. He's getting a lot of freedom to call plays. He seems to like the little control that Chip is giving him. And things look great right now. The key part will be, obviously the quarterback taking care of himself out
right there,
making sure he's making smart decisions with his body, not just with the football, but with his body as well. And then the strength of the offense, which is the offensive line.
Yeah.
Keep those guys healthy.
Ike, this game on Sunday to me is a great challenge for the Eagles. All week everybody's been talking about how great the Eagles are. Look at this offense go.
Dave. It scares me.
How mature are you for a game against an AFC opponent when everybody thinks you're going to win?
That's the biggest thing I want to see this week, Dave. I think the head coach is of a single mind. He's going to do his best to keep these guys focused, not looking ahead to some other game, and definitely not falling into the trap of, this is the greatest team ever. You guys are on your way to the Super Bowl. They have tunnel vision. I'm interested in seeing how they take on a team coming across country that blew a 21-point lead at home to the Houston Texans last week. It's very easy.
How did you handle it as a player? Did you ever let down?
No. And you couldn't. But the great thing is we had leaders on our team that wouldn't allow us to do that. And that's what's going to be interesting to see. You know, it's easy for us to say the Eagles should blow the San Diego Chargers out. But it's the NFL. It does not matter. If you don't come prepared to play Sunday, that team will take advantage of you. I think the players' heads are in the right place. They know that they're just scratching the surface. No one is totally buying in on the outside of Philadelphia. And I think they still have something to prove. And as long as you feel like you have something to prove, you'll leave no stone unturned. You'll cross all your T's, dot all your I's leading up to the game. And I would be surprised if they aren't mentally ready to play this game Sunday. They may not win it because the Chargers could or couldn't be a better team.
Yep.
But mentally, I think the Eagles will come in ready to play this game.
Ike Reese, 94 WIP Sports Radio, joins us this week here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Also one of the hosts of our game plan show on 6 ABC.
Looking forward to it.
We thank you very much. Thanks for joining us in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.